Listen, I don't mean to be dramatic, but the last time that we saw a congressman with a cane and chaos and the sergeant in arms escorting someone away was 1856, lead up to the Civil War. So if you didn't watch Trump's address to Congress last night, at the beginning of the address, Congressman Al Green, a Democrat from Texas, was standing up during his speech and saying things, yelling things. I couldn't tell what he was saying, but he had his cane. And he was sort of using it for emphasis, brandishing it, right? And Trump, as he's talking and he's looking right at Al Green, who's standing up to Trump, he does kind of one of these. He goes, like, let's get this guy out of here. So the sergeant in arms comes and removes Al Green. To a historian, this is somewhat chilling and it's a little bit exhausting, because to watch history not repeat exactly, but rhyme so closely with so many intense and important moments in our nation's history is just, it's getting exhausting. So let's talk about the caning of Charles Sumner, which is typically used by historians as an illustrative example of just the total breakdown of like reasonable public discourse over the issue of slavery in the lead up to the Civil War. It's 1856. The Senate is debating the Kansas-Nebraska Act. This act would basically allow the new territories of Kansas and Nebraska to vote. It uses this principle called popular sovereignty to say, we're not going to decide if these new territories should be free states or slave states, even though we already had these previous compromises that basically said that they should be free. But whatever, we're not going to decide for them. We're going to let them vote. And there are abolitionist senators, most notably Charles Sumner from Massachusetts, who are like, absolutely not. We need to finally take a stand. We can't keep punting this football and just like passing it off down the line. And he also knows that this is going to lead to enormous violence in Kansas and Nebraska, as people are going to flood into those territories to vote and influence that election, which of course is exactly what happens in Kansas. It's known as Bleeding Kansas. So Charles Sumner is standing up and very bravely kind of railing against this piece of legislation. He's targeting its two authors, Stephen Douglas, who's the senator from Illinois. He's the one who's going to go on to beat out Lincoln again in those Lincoln-Douglas debates, and Andrew Butler from South Carolina. Sumner specifically targets Andrew Butler, and he goes on and on in this speech basically saying, like, Andrew Butler fancies himself this honorable man of chivalry. He's this southern knight, blah, 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 but he's taken the mistress of slavery. And he starts using all this sexual innuendo to basically just attack the authors of this legislation and like call out their hypocrisy and the violence of slavery. And it's an incredibly brave and amazing speech, but it pisses off obviously all of the pro-slavery Southerners and the people who support them. So there's a representative named Preston Smith Brooks, who is also from South Carolina, and I believe he's a cousin of Andrew Butler. And so he hears about this speech. He goes back into his office and is like, absolutely not. We cannot allow this to happen. This is what I think I never understood when I learned about this event as a student, is how premeditated it was. To me, I kind of thought it was just this like outburst, a spontaneous act of violence. I also didn't quite realize just how serious it was. So I think 2 days pass, and Preston Brooks is planning out this attack. He's actually working with other members of Congress to be like, how can we get him alone? They find him at his desk. He starts beating him within an inch of his life with his cane. Charles Sumner gets trapped underneath his desk, which is bolted to the floor of the Senate. He eventually like breaks it free, like busts out to try to run away. He gets caught again. Preston Brooks is still beating him. There's like blood all over his face. He eventually goes unconscious. He only stops when literally Preston Brooks is like pulled away by other members of Congress. Charles Sumner is so injured that he basically has to go on bed rest for the next few years. He's not going to return to Congress until 1859. It's going to take him 3 years to come back. Pro-slavery supporters loved this. Preston Brooks's cane broke apart into several pieces while he was beating Sumner. And people basically grabbed the pieces of the cane, and then for parts of them, they cut them down and kind of whittled parts of the wood into little rings and wore them around their neck as necklaces, as like signs of support. Preston Brooks literally bragged, quote, the pieces of my cane are begged for as sacred relics. So, yeah.